I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next with Elspeth Hay. And this time, the start of a conversation on honeybees, why we need them, what challenges they face, and what local beekeepers, farmers, and citizens are doing to safeguard this keystone species of our local food system. Today, Elspeth talks with a beekeeper on the Outer Cape about an experiment he's doing to track which native flowers are most important for Cape Cod honeybees.
John Portnoy has been keeping bees since 1980. Today, he has 20 hives on his farm in Wellfleet, and one of them sits on a scale.
So this is the scale hive, and it's just one of the hives set on a platform scale. It's a way of keeping track of the hive's gains and losses, and thereby keeping track of nectar flows. So usually the bees are losing weight, but for 4 or 5 weeks out of the year, and only 4 or 5 weeks out of the year, when major honey plants are blooming, then the scale hive gains weight.
John says this kind of data collection is common. In fact, it's an important tool for beekeepers all over the country.
A number of years, maybe, I don't know, 8 or 9 years after 10 years after I had been collecting data myself, I learned of a project that NASA is running. Have you heard about that?
No.
a retired NASA engineer who's a beekeeper who studies climate change realized that nectar flow is indicated by a scale hive. The timing of nectar flows could be a really indication of the timing of plant bloom, which could be a really indication of changes in the phenology of plants due to climate change. So he set up a program whereby beekeepers all across the country could send in their scale hive data.
John's been sending in his hive data now for over 17 years. On the Outer Cape, we have very little open farmland or pasture for bees to forage. Instead, our bees rely on the flowers found mostly in the woods around wetlands. This year, John's scale hive gained a record-breaking 17 pounds in a single day.
It's on this graph. Let's see. It was
17 pounds?
Right here during sweet pepper bush bloom in August. And it's very predictable every year when black locust, winterberry, and then sweet pepper bush is blooming, then that's when we get our gains.
And can you describe clethra again?
That's the sweet pepper bush, which is a white flower. It's a spike, and it grows around the kettle ponds and around wetlands throughout the Outer Cape.
And it smells really nice?
It smells really good. In fact, this year, because we had so much rain, the bloom was profuse, and even driving down roads like Gull Pond Road, you could just smell it.
Winterberry is a deciduous holly. Most people notice it more in the fall when it forms the red berries many Cape Codders use to decorate around the holidays. But it actually blooms in early July. Black locust is one of the most common trees on the Cape, and also the first big gain for local bees when flowers come out the first week of June. There are also lots of native and planted flowers blooming in early spring. But during these months, the bees consume most of the honey they create as they build up the hive after a long winter. That scale hive John uses to measure nectar flows also helps him measure how much honey to harvest.
Here, we generally say that you need 50 to 60 pounds of honey just for the bees. So I know pretty much what all the wooden ware, the hive weighs. And so I shoot for, I know that's about this hive has three boxes. Three supers, so-called. The weight of just the hive itself with the comb is probably around 40 pounds. So I'd like to see a colony weigh at least 100, 110 pounds in November.
He harvests twice, once in June after the black locust and winterberry bloom, and again in August after the sweet pepper blooms. For the most part, the scale hive acts as a dependable guide.
The only confusion I once had was I thought I had a tremendous weight gain, and it was because a chipmunk ran up the stack, and any small increase in weight in this linkage is magnified, is multiplied, and so I had like a 30-pound weight gain. It's not that the chipmunk weighed 30 pounds, it's that he was fooling with my linkage. Yeah, that was a surprise. So I bang on it now before in the summertime to knock the chipmunks out.
NASA is using data from beekeepers all over the country to track changes in spring bloom times and the availability of local forage. Over the past 20 years, data from beekeepers like John Portnoy has shown bloom times in the U.S. are moving up by about a half a day a year. The big question now is whether honeybees will be able to change their rhythms fast enough to keep up. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Today's Local Food Report is the start of a conversation about local honeybees and the various challenges they face. You can find a link to see a video on what NASA calls the sting of climate change and see John Portnoy's local honeybee and nectar flow graph on our website at capeandislands.org. This week's Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.